Gospel Meditation for the Fifth Sunday of Lent, Year B. Today's scripture is from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. Music is Song Sparrow Serenade by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you're unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And as you begin your prayer, ask God for the grace to see Jesus. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine." Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. As you listened to this passage, is there a word or a phrase that called your attention in some way? Or an idea or image that surfaced through the passage? Stay with that word, phrase, idea, or image for the next few minutes of silence. Ponder its meaning, savor it, and notice what feelings come up. The Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover festival say, "We wish to see Jesus." How does this line resonate with you? Jesus says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." In what ways has the death of things in your life, relationships, attitudes, beliefs, or even people, resulted in fruitful new life for you, even when the things or people you've lost were positive. In the text, Jesus doesn't seem to get around to granting the Greek's request to see him, but everything he says is a revelation of who he is, a way for the disciples to truly see Jesus. How does this passage affect how you see Jesus? Now bring everything you've meditated on to a conversation with Jesus or with God. Share what you've pondered and felt and listen for a response. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.